Bob Every, who's on the other end of our line. Bob, how are you?
Tony, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Before we talk about the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame, as the longtime worker, administrator for Lansing Community College, I know that your dismissal created the need, from your perspective, to go to court. Tell us where we are with that.
Well, we actually have not officially filed against Lansing Community College. You know, we're in a fact-finding mode right now, and because of statute of limitations, though, we're coming rapidly up on the time that we're going to have to file. So I'll meet with my attorney here probably Friday, and then we'll decide which course of action against the college we'll take. But there definitely will be a lawsuit. You know, I mean, I'm okay with firing if somebody that's my supervisor or my boss, if they want to fire you, they have the right to do it. How they fire you is a different story. So what basically we're going to make them prove is that I did everything that they said I did, and they better be able to prove it.
What are those allegations again?
Well, I think the most serious allegation was they said that I slugged one of my players in the face with my fist, which is absolutely ridiculous. It never happened. And if they believed that girl that said that, then shame on them. You know, I don't really believe they did a very good investigation. Talking to my players, who I still stay fairly close to, they said, "Coach, they talked to us about 5 minutes apiece, and you know, we told them right up front that never happened." Well, there's a girl that said I did it, and there's 13 girls that said it never happened. They were there, and nothing like that ever took place. So, it wasn't about rules, and it wasn't about regulations. It was about, in my opinion, it was about the provost of Lansing Community College being fronted by me and criticized because she screwed up our airline tickets for our spring trip to Florida, and she was angry at me. And I think that's she wanted to get me, and you know, and I think this is the result of her getting me. It doesn't have anything to do with rules and regulations. It has to do with an individual that was mad because I exposed her for making a stupid mistake, and you know, this is where we're at.
So this was a conspiracy, you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know what a conspiracy really is. I guess I'm just saying that you know, she did something that I felt was totally inappropriate. I asked to speak to the president. When I had my meeting with the president, I walked in, and there this girl sits, this woman, and right then and there I knew I was in trouble because, you know, she was not a happy camper. I think she felt that I went over her head, and, you know, this stuff happens in the workplace all the time where people, you know, are being reprimanded for things that they did to somebody higher up because they did something that, you know, another person felt was pretty stupid, and I think what she did was stupid. I called her on it, and you know, she's going to make sure that I pay for it.
All right, let's talk about the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with that, tell us about it, Bob.
Well, we got the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame that is going to take place on July the 26th. Is the awards banquet. We just selected, Tony, our new group of people coming into the Hall of Fame last Thursday, and what a class it was. I mean, this job never becomes easy, especially as the pool grows bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, it's just amazing how many talented athletes come out of this Lansing area, and our job really is a tough one to decide who goes in from year to year. But we have a great class. We will recognize those people, like I said, in July. You know, we have changed our locations from Lansing Community College to the Lansing Center. Now, let me say something about that, too. The Lansing Community College has been very, very good to the Lansing Hall of Fame, and we really appreciate their involvement in the Hall of Fame for the last 36 years. This is just a move we felt was going to benefit, you know, the Hall of Fame, and so we decided when it was there to make the move, and we're real happy with Scott Keith's people at the Lansing Center, and we're just really happy to be there.
So where is everything located?
Well, everything's located right in the main lobby. Now, at LCC, you know, they had switched a lot of their traffic out to the West Campus, and the foot traffic that we were getting going by the Hall of Fame each day just dwindled down to nothing, and nobody really had the benefit of knowing what the Hall of Fame was. So right now we are in the main lobby of the Lansing Center. We've done a couple of things since we moved there that we didn't do when we were at LCC. We've collected a lot of personal memorabilia from the inductees. Judy Brown Clark's Olympic blazer. We have Kevin Jackson's Olympic warm-up uniform, Todd Martin's, John Smoltz's jersey, Magic Johnson's. I mean, we have created this memorabilia corridor that people can take a look at and read the plaques, and it makes more sense to do it this way, and we're really excited about it.
Bob, I know you've been trying to get a building. Is there still an effort to do that so you have your own facility?
Well, you know what? I think now where we're at, people have to realize the only purpose for the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame is to promote Lansing. That's the only purpose we're in business for. And what better place to do that at than the Lansing Center, which is really the hub of downtown Lansing. And when you stop and take a look at that Lansing Center, it is one of the best venues for the type of stuff that we do, I think, in the state. So with all the foot traffic that goes through there and all the special events that are held there, this is the ideal spot to house the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame. And Scott Keith and his people down there have done a tremendous job of making us feel welcome. And, this Thursday we'll have the rededication for the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame at the Lansing Center, 4 o'clock. Admission, no admission, it's free. And we encourage all the public to come down and take part in it.
All right. So currently, some big names are involved. We're talking about Irvin Magic Johnson, Mohsin Muhammad, Everett High School's boys basketball teams. Tell us who got in to the class again.
I'll just go right down the line here. Right. Fred Alderman, who was on the 1928 U.S. Olympic team, he's from. That was in Amsterdam that year. Fred ran on he was a leg that ran on the 440 relay team. I think they broke the world record. They won the gold medal. He's from East Lansing. He's deceased now, but still, he's real worthy. Bill Allen, the longtime wrestling official from Lansing Eastern, is in, and Bill has done as much to promote wrestling in the state as anybody. Our good friend Mark Ditsworth, who had a multiple athletic career, went to Eastern High School, Tulsa University, and is probably known as one of the very best collegiate umpires there is today. Evelyn Johnson, who held the scoring record in the city of Lansing for many years.
Irvin's sister, of course.
That's Irvin's sister, mm-hmm. Yeah. And she went to South Carolina to play her basketball. And Doug Miller, who was in East Lansing High School and a Michigan State athlete. He was a two-time All-Stater in basketball and football, and played on two state championship teams of basketball and football. Mohsin Muhammad, as you mentioned earlier, from Waverly, played with a couple of teams in the NFL, the Panthers and the Bears, and went back to play for the Panthers again, is in the Pro Bowl. And I think, Tony, Mohsin still holds the record for the longest receiving a single play reception yard in the Super Bowl with 85 yards. Mm-hmm. Kerry Reynolds, one of the top swimmers to ever come out of the mid-Michigan area. She was at Okemos and held like several state records in the breaststroke, and then she was a 10-time All-American at Auburn University. And then one of the most beloved coaches in the area, Al Schrauben. I don't know when the guy's going to retire. We talk about not maybe bringing these coaches in until after they retire, but we're not ever sure that Al's going to retire. You know, he's one of our 6 state champions, and he is probably one of the most respected coaches to have ever coached in the mid-Michigan area. And then last, we have a longtime boxing coach by the name of Dave Shaw. Dave actually coached at the Capital Caravan Club for over 20 years. He produced over 100 district Golden Gloves champions, 32 state Golden Gloves champions, and qualified 16 boxers for national competition. So Those are your individuals. And then you have, like I said, the 77 Lansing Everett boys basketball, and then you have the 72 Holt football. The Dick Letts Award goes to our good friend Bill Demmer. I think anybody that's lived in Lansing certainly have heard of the Demmers. They've been here all their lives, and they've done nothing but contribute to the community, give to athletics and other civic groups. I am so happy that Bill Demmer won this because people don't know half the good things that this guy does. But it's really given in Dick Letts' spirit, who gave a lot of himself to the community, and Bill's no different.
All right, Bob, let's plan on talking again Thursday about this time to help you promote that rededication, which is Thursday at 4 o'clock. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony. See you later.